You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Coming to the stage, Josh Adam Myers. Coming to the stage. Big time. Big time. Make some noise up in here. George Wallace, everybody! George!
All right, first of all, hi. It's weird to be doing stand-up in a fucking garage. perfect, a 10-year-old, that's great. This set's gonna go horribly, I'm sorry, guys. I feel like I'm already creeping you out because of my voice. It's scary, right? Yeah, she's like, I was born with a disease called I constantly sound like a strip club DJ. Just everything I say sounds like I should be bringing a girl named Cilantro up to the stage. Doesn't make a difference where I am. I could be at Applebee's. And they're like, want to start off with an appetizer? And I'm like, let me get the spinach dip. All right, y'all. Coming up next, sweet potato fries. Let's do this. I appreciate you clapping. You look like you go to a lot of strip clubs. Yeah, this is my voice, guys. I'm sorry. It's creepy. It's the only job I could do. They won't hire me at a lot of places. I've been fired from jobs because of my voice. I was a 911 dispatcher. Fired after one day. And it's funny, like, you'd be mad, you get fired, you're like, dude, I don't know what I did wrong. I just showed up for work on time, everything was great. Years later, it all makes sense, right? Because you're a beautiful girl. If you called 911 and you were like, you gotta help me. Four guys just broke into my place. I think they're trying to kill me. I'll stay on the phone with you until help arrives. Describe in detail what you're wearing as I breathe quietly on the other end. Cause we coming, Yeah, I think I'm good with the murderers, okay? Rent's really high right now. I gotta talk about that. $3,000 for like a one-bedroom apartment in Los Angeles. $3,000, it's insane, right? I'm looking for an apartment. I find this ad online on Craigslist, right? $1,200 for a one-bedroom up in the Hollywood Hills. I'm like, I gotta go take a look at this place. I show up, the apartment's perfect. I'm talking to the manager. I'm like, dude, this is incredible. I'll take it. The manager goes, I gotta tell you something. Which is never a good sign if somebody's voice goes, hey, give it. I'm like, okay, what is it? She goes, so the last guy that lived here, Shane, oh God, we loved him. Well, he started doing drugs. He overdosed on heroin and died in here. And I look at her and I'm like, is it laundry on site? Because I could give a fuck if 17 people were brutally murdered in this motherfucker. With parking, I'll take it. Would any of you care?
No.
And this girl I'm dating says, why aren't you upset? Like, why aren't you, like, not living here? Like, think about it. His ghost could be living in the apartment. Look, I'm not afraid of a heroin ghost. That's the chillest of all ghosts. If there was a ghost I wanted to live with, it's heroin. What's the worst it's gonna do? Take up space on my couch? Maybe every couple days my flat screen TV moves closer and closer to the front door, but I can stop that. I'd be more afraid if it was a cocaine ghost. Just every couple seconds, boo, 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 boo. We should hang out sometime. Let's start a business together. You look real smart. Do you like the movie RoboCop 2? Any DUIs in here? You got one? 0.04. And you got arrested for it?
7 times in jail.
You have 7 DUIs?
I went to jail 7 times.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm not even upset about that. Like, I'm impressed. You're like, nah, man, 6 is an even number. I go for odd, baby. I got 3. I can't judge you. Actually, yeah, I can. I only have 3. God damn. You know, me and you should leave here and go to the AA meeting down the street. Isn't that the worst feeling in the world? You've had like one drink sometimes and you get pulled over by the cops. Ugh. Most people have, right? You've been pulled over by the police, and as soon as you see those lights, like, first of all, you got the steering wheel up by your nipples, and you're like, don't do what I did if you ever get pulled over by a cop and start speaking in perfect English so you don't seem drunk like you're in a Shakespeare play. Like, oh, good evening, honorable constable. I was exceeding the maximum speed limit in my motorized vehicle. Oh, well, it shan't happen nevermore. Oh, good day. Damn, seven?
Just for warrant?
Dude, I feel like there's MSNBC TV shows about you. I know you from Lockup, right? No, I'm kidding. You get depressed? Do you get depressed?
I'm over it.
You're over it?
Yeah.
Just in general, though. Anybody else? You're not. You're too young. Anybody else just hanging by a thread the next time they get stuck in traffic on the 405? Anybody? I feel like it's my background, like, you know, the heritage that I come from. Like, I'm Jewish and Russian. Do you know what I mean? Like, Jews constantly make that, meh. Like, that's the noise. Just, meh. You want to have sex with me? And my Russian family, like, they're the most depressing people in the world. Like, my grandfather, when he would compliment me, sounded like he wanted to kill me. Just like, Joshua, congratulations on graduating from the Fly Institute. You are making us so proud. And that's his love. That's why I wish I was Australian. Has anybody ever met a depressed Australian person? No. Because the sound of their voice is so quirky. Like, they're always like, how are ya? Nice to see ya. Squagmire Johnson. Quiggly diggly doo. Like, it's got that squeal. It just is the coolest sounding voice. I used to live with this Australian guy named Tony. Everything he said sounded positive. He'd be like, hey, Josh, went to the doctor today. I've got gonorrhea on me dick. They always have funny words to explain things. Be like, in America, you call that a stool. In Australia, we call it a sitter. Those are sweatpants in America. In Australia, tracky decks. You know what he used to do? And I thought this was the funniest thing in the world. To American girls, because he thought they found this romantic, when he had sex with them, he put on Sounds of the Didgeridoo. To fuck to. Could you imagine if you were with a guy and he was like, hold on for a second, love, let me set the mood real quick. We don't call that jizz, we call it glub glub. All right, you guys were great. Thanks so much, everybody.
Better than that, make some more noise. Hey! Finally, the show is over. We want to thank you. Did you have a good time? Thank you for coming out. Thank you so much, beautiful person there. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Thank you so much.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindberg. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.